From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ladsou told the Security Council Wednesday the situation in the capital of South Sudan, Juba, remains fluid and uncertain. He warned of the potential of renewed conflict and said the UN is prepared to work with the East African bloc IGAD to put together an intervention force.
Of course, Mr. President, we are fully ready to work with IGAD to refine the modalities of that concept. The goal, as I understand it, being to secure Juba and, if possible, its airport through demilitarization, so that the government of transition and national unity can get to work without worrying about security issues.
He said nearly 300 are believed to have been killed in the recent fighting, and the toll could rise. Meanwhile, a spokesman for First Vice President Riek Machar got to Dock, called for a buffer force to keep the rival factions apart.
And we prefer that the current United Nations force in South Sudan should create a buffer zone.
He said forces loyal to former rebel leader Machar have withdrawn from the capital, Juba, to avoid further escalation of tensions. The U.S. Wednesday named two Russian militants, Aslan Avgazarovich Byutakeyev and Irat Vatikov, as specially designated global terrorists linked to deadly attacks by Islamic State. Vatikov, captured by U.S. forces in Afghanistan and returned to Russia, was among a number of suspects detained in Istanbul following a triple suicide bombing at the city's airport last month. Byutakeyev is said to be an IS insider in the North Caucasus region who directed a series of bombing attacks against Russian targets. This is VOA News. Funerals will herald Wednesday for three of five Dallas, Texas policemen killed by a lone sniper last week. Thousands of officers, along with ordinary citizens and grieving family members of the slain policemen, Brent Thompson, Michael Smith, and Lauren Ahrens, took part. Jennifer Thompson was Brent Thompson's wife.
Yes, this act of violence hurt law enforcement as a whole. However, good will always prevail. Though I'm heartbroken and hurt, I'm going to put on my badge and my uniform and return to the street along with all of my brothers and sisters in blue. To the coward that tried to break me and my brothers and sisters, no, your hate made us stronger.
The officers were killed by a slain Black Army veteran who said he was outraged by the earlier police shootings of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The director of U.S. Central Intelligence, John Brennan, said Wednesday three bombing attacks in Saudi Arabia last week bore the hallmark of Islamic State. There's been no claim of responsibility. A suicide bomber in Medina detonated explosives July 4 at a checkpoint outside one of Islam's holiest sites, the Prophet's Mosque. Hours later, four security officers were killed as they moved to prevent the attacker from entering the facility. Two other blasts were also reported. A court in Zimbabwe Wednesday dismissed charges against a Baptist preacher accused of trying to overthrow the government. Prosecutors sought the more serious charge after initially accusing Ivan Mawariri of inciting violence through a social media campaign that urged people to stay home as a form of protest against government policy. Henry Munana Katira is among the many supporters.
If you look at where our country is, we've got a situation where the majority of our people are in poverty. There's rampant injustice, and there's massive corruption from our government officials. Those are the three things that have created this flags movement. This is the reason why Pastor Ivan stood up and voiced his voice to say we've had enough.
Mawariri's call for a job action Wednesday appeared to have fizzled, but anger over persistently high unemployment, corruption, and a shortage of money has sparked similar protests. With the Republican Party National Nominating Convention getting underway next week in Cleveland, Ohio, reports indicate White House hopeful Donald Trump will announce his vice presidential running mate Friday in New York. Among the finalists, Indiana Governor Mike Pence, New Jersey Chief Executive Chris Christie, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Japan's Imperial House has denied reports that Emperor Akihito is planning to abdicate. If true, it would be extraordinary for a royal line that dates back more than 2,600 years. The 82-year-old monarch, who's had medical problems, has been cutting back on his official duties. The UN Cultural Agency Wednesday added Mali's earthen buildings to its heritage and danger list, citing a lack of security for archaeological sites that date back to the 3rd century B.C. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.